Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today the topic is going to be partially inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called My Son is a Drug Addict. Cheery subject, of course. And as always, it will be inspired by world events and what is on my mind at the moment, in the moment, in this exact moment, which is sort of convoluted. Anyway, you can find my columns all over worldwide, or just go to bruceallen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, get a drop-down menu, and all the different things I do are right there at your fingertips. I actually don't know. That's actually an interesting question. Okay, I am clearly rambling. You can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen. I'm just about to hit 53,000 followers. It's very interesting. I've been noting the number of followers, and it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 60 new followers per day, which means I will hit my goal of over 100,000 within a year or two. So that's kind of cool. I also hope you will like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page, which has about 5,100 likes, and the Dad Chat Google Plus community. There are all these social media platforms. It does get overwhelming. And I know for certain people of my generation, say the boomers and older, it's overwhelming to the point of avoidance. And I strongly urge you to make the effort to learn about these ubiquitous tools and maybe even do what I did. I hired a private tutor for a year, and it was like going to school. I met with her side by side, computer by computer, for 2 hours twice a month, and she gave me homework. And over a year, I learned how to tweet and what Twitter was and why it might actually be of use to me. I learned about Facebook. I did a page. And I learned a lot more. Post my tutorial efforts with her, I did Instagram and a number of other things that I am now regularly a part of and are a part of my life. Today's guests are the usual fearsome threesome with Cheryl and Harley Laban for some political talk, which could be horribly depressing. Pastor Drew for some spiritual guidance. And again, back with her baby in tow is Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who told me today that she wasn't up for a heavy topic. And today's column, of course, is heavy. My son is a drug addict, which is the story of a friend of mine's son. And it is a cautionary tale for sure, which I will get to later. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Gives the Boys the Business About Chores. It's funny, but getting your kids to do chores is not a funny thing. I don't think there's a parent alive that hasn't struggled with this issue. But it is really good fodder for humor, so I hope you'll check out the Because I Said So comic strip. That is our 138th one. Tonight at Dad Chat, we're also talking about a somewhat serious topic. We're looking at why and how parents lose themselves in parenthood. We all know a mom or a dad, and I would assert there's probably more moms than dads, that play the martyr. They play the parent martyr, that they're just sacrificing everything for the benefit of their beloved kid or kids. I noticed this a lot when I was dating between marriages, when I was divorcing and divorced, raising my two boys alone 24/7, and dating mostly other divorced women, not men, of course. And they often had shared custody, yet I was stunned at how many of these women just loved the martyr role and would just not adjust their schedules at all if their precious little darling needed to go to the mall or whatever it was. And I think there are responsibilities in parenthood, and then there's responsibilities to take care of yourself. I often say that being a mom or a dad or being a parent, obviously either one, is sort of like a lease option. If all goes well, you have these children for somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 to 25 years. If you're really unlucky, they might still be living with you after age 25. But if you've done a good job and there's a certain amount of luck involved, you will only have them for just say 20 years. And if you live to be just say 80, that is a quarter or less of your life. So to not nurture your life for the after parent time or the empty nest time is doing yourself a disservice. If you have a spouse or a partner, it is doing them a disservice. because I don't think there's anything more boring than moms and dads talking about their kids ad nauseum. So that's what we're going to talk about in Dad Chat tonight. We have a wonderful host. Her name is Angie Mozilla. She is the mom of four. Lives in Phoenix, Arizona. She is known as Mom of Many Hats. As stands for Arizona, A-Z, as Mom of Many Hats. That is her Twitter handle. So join us tonight, 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock East Coast time. And Dad Chat, of course, is every week. What may not be every week anymore, sadly, is my radio show. As of this airing, I have 5 more shows. So this is the first of six more shows, or first of 5 more after this week. Unless something changes, which it may, and I'm still a little hopeful, but life is what it is. This show will go dark after over 200 shows in over 4 years, the last show in July. So we have 5 shows for July. That would be July 31st. The reasons are very simple. Radio is a business, and newspapers are a business. And my column that ran 279 columns in the Santa Barbara News Press was cut along with all the other regular columns due to budgetary reasons. It was a wonderful run. I was treated very respectfully and well by the news press. The newspaper business is incredibly difficult right now, as is the radio business. The competition for our eyes and ears is substantial. So that cut was sort of the income that allowed me to fund and pay for the radio show, which in fact does cost me money. I love doing this show, but I've had the experience and I will miss it if it ends. But I think life is about change, moving on, not getting stuck. And if the show has to end, I will choose to end it with grace, great gratitude for the people I've worked with. Richard Dugan at the control booth, who's doing it right now as I'm Skyping this show from home. Les Carroll, the station manager, who was a booster and has become a friend, and that friendship will endure. And Arthur Weisenberger, who is the co-publisher of the news press and a stalwart on 2 different shows on this radio station, who gave me my start as a columnist in the Santa Barbara News Press and invited me to be a guest on his Around the World show. And that led to my guesting again, and that led to this show. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey. Just a couple other pieces of business, then let's do a dad's point of view life lesson. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Robbie Rems and the Holy Boly at Park City. Now, if that title doesn't get you interested, I don't know what will. It's a minute and a half, and it's right there in the drop-down menu under Writings Plus in the I'm Not That Dad section. Richard, if we have time, let's hear a dad's point of view life lesson.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is a dad's point of view. Routines and rituals. What rituals do you have in your family? What routines do you personally have that bring you comfort? My favorite routine is my coffee each morning. My favorite family ritual is our regular Friday night dinner, where we go around the table and share the best and worst things that have happened to us that week. Only one worst is allowed so that it is not a whining session. We instituted this ritual when my boys were young. Now it is a part of our lives and a time that we always connect in spite of the hectic lives we're all living. What are your family rituals? I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Well, we have Sherilyn Harley LaBoy online, so let's go to break. I do want to emphasize that ritual of best and worst, great thing once your kids are young enough to participate. So I really heartily encourage you to do it. Stay tuned, and we're going to talk some politics after these messages.
In the